In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, you. I have a feeling this is about to be your favorite hope note yet. If you are new to the train, then let me explain to you what a hope note is. I've got a new book coming out. It's called All Hope Is Found, Rediscovering the Joy of Expectation. And let me tell you something, every now and then we have to rediscover the joy of expectation because sometimes we are living in the fear of what's to come, in the anxiety of what's possible. But there is the ability to have joy while expecting. And it's time for us to tap into that again. Now, if you know anything about me, you already know that one thing I do enjoy is getting the girls together. When we come together, my goal is to remind them of their power in God. The second thing I like to do is get them pumped up for the new that is promised to their name. New identities, new ways of thinking, new projects, new book. When we move into relationship and partnership with God, we don't just experience a fresh wave of power. We also experience the hope that comes with knowing that we ain't seen nothing yet. You know, I am one to hype my girls up on hope like it is going out of style. And with this particular hope note, I felt my hope coming back with this one. And I believe you will too. Let's get into it.
You want to see glory, but you want it to come from the outside. And I hear God saying that if you want to really experience glory, it's going to come from the Christ in you being awakened in the midst of what's happening. Do you know? We must not know who our God is. When we are in these situations, we start thinking that the fear is bigger than our God, that the rejection is bigger than our God, that the heartbreak is bigger than our God, that the grief is bigger than our God. And I hear God saying that if you believe that, then you cannot release the glory that will help that thing shrink, that will help you navigate that and walk through it in a way that gives you courage for your next assignment. Hope come, hope come, hope come, hope come into my finances, hope come into my self-esteem, hope come into my confidence, hope come into my parenting, hope come into, I want to break a generational curse, but I'm growing weary. But if hope comes, I'll grow stronger. I want to do something that's never been seen before in my community. and nobody else believes in me, but if hope just comes to me, God can download enough hope in you that it changes the way everyone starts looking at the way things have been done because one person had permission to have hope. I want to give somebody in this room just 10 seconds to be the hope that you need to see in your situation, to be the hope that you want to see in your finances, to be the hope that you want to see in your role. If nobody else got it, I'll take on the mission. So God, I open up myself. Wherever there's fear, God, replace it with hope. Wherever there's doubt, Lord, replace it with hope. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm hoping that it's going to be done. And this is not no wishful thinking. This is a demand on who you are. I have hope in you, Jesus. I have hope in the glory that can still be experienced in spite of the grief that I've gone through. I got hope that you're going to work it out. I got hope that you're going to set me free. I got hope that this won't be the end. I got hope that I'm going to come out on the other side. And when I get out on the other side, that I'm going to thank God that I survived what I went through. And I'm going to testify about how I needed what I went through to become who I am right now. It only happens with hope. I got 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 hope. I know it's out of style, but I got hope. I know everyone is giving up, but I got hope. I know there's a recession, but I'm starting the business anyway, because I got hope. I'm going after the house anyway, because I got hope that I've never seen the righteous forsaken. That's just not in scripture. That's a declaration. That's a promise that you can bet on. I'm betting on you. I'm betting on you. God, I'm believing in you. God, I'm asking that you would stir up the gift of God on the inside of these women, that they would not be waiting for hope to just come to them, but that they would allow the hope to grow in them. So when the hope grows in them, it overflows to every woman connected to them. I got generational hope. I got the kind of hope that can set my mother free and the kind of hope that would grab my niece and help her get free too. I got hope for a nation. I got hope for an industry. I got hope for my city. What's up, Dallas? What we came to do, baby? I got hope for what the women in this city could do if we decided that there ain't a devil in hell that can come up against a woman who's anchored in hope. I'm gonna be honest with you. God told me if you have Hey You Live, I'll turn those cities upside down. God told me if you have Hey You Live, I'll turn the cities upside down. I said, God, cities are going crazy. It's all on the news every single day. God, what's the answer? God says, just get the women together. Because if you get the women together, you'll get every community. If you get the women together, you get families. If you get the women together, that's why the attack has been on the woman. That's why the serpent went for the woman. Because if he gets the woman, he can get the man. And if the enemy gets you, he can get everything connected to you. But if a woman gets bold enough to say, you may have had me, but you gotta let me go, because I feel my hope coming. I feel my hope coming. I feel my strength coming back. I feel like something's about to break off of me. And when it breaks off of me, I hope it breaks off of you too. And when it breaks off of her, I hope it breaks off of the woman next to you. Because we got something to do. And it's going to take a woman to get it done. It's going to take a woman to get it done. Because a woman is a birther, and she's a nurturer, and she knows how to take hope, even a seed of hope. Oh, that's why you couldn't get in the room. Because if you messed around and got a seed of hope, you may start talking crazy in the middle of your circumstances. I may be in the dark, but I am not without hope. I may be lost and confused, but I am not without hope. Hope can exist in the middle of the fire. Hope can exist when I'm under fire. Hope can keep going and I can keep moving because hope is on the way. Hope. Oh, God. God, if you would open up the windows of heaven over this place, I believe that you would pour out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. A blessing of hope that we don't have room enough to receive. An overflow of hope. God, I'm praying for every woman who came into this room empty. I hear hope saying, hey, you, we're not finished yet. Hey, you, don't you dare give up. Hey, you, we still got work to do. Hey, you, I can still use that. Hey, you, I know you ashamed, but what you're ashamed of, God sees as a tool. That thing you're running from, God says, I could use it. Staring down with hope, staring down with faith, staring down with boldness. I'm going to go after that house. I'm going to get my heart together. I'm going to stare this thing down. I'm tired of letting it control me. I'm tired of allowing it to define me. I'm about to stare it down and release hope in a way that changes who you knew. I don't know if you came in here by yourself or if you came in here with a friend, but I'm trying to let you know that who you came in with is not who you're leaving with, because who I am when I am depleted versus who I am when I have hope. She a bad girl, baby. She starts decreeing a thing in the earth. She's a bad girl, baby. She starts running up against devils. She's a bad girl, baby. She starts believing she could break a generational curse and show God that it'll never happen again. That baby starts prophesying. That woman starts moving. That woman starts dreaming. That woman starts prophesying. Hope, hope, healing, hoping for healing, hoping for deliverance, hoping for a generation to be saved. I'm hoping for things that I'm not even willing to put into words. And because the power of life and death is in the tongue, all of your secret, quiet hopes are going to have to start being spoken out. You're going to have to own that hope. Not campaign for it. Not take votes for it. But your hope is going to have to reach your lips. And you're going to have to start walking and speaking and moving with hope. It's not a secret hope. It may be bold for where you came from. It may be bold for the age you're in. It may be bold compared to what you've been up against. But if you keep it buried, how can it ever breathe?
This was your friendly reminder that ain't no such thing as wishful thinking when it comes to my God. We have the authority to make a demand on who He is as the God of hope. Remember this, no matter what you're up against, no matter how far hope feels, all hope is found. You can purchase my new book wherever books are sold. It releases on September 19th. All hope is going to be found, and it's going to start with you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.